Today's daf is Erev and daf Yud Beis. We left off on the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph and Beis. This Mishnah is going to have three shitos in Tanayim about what needs to be placed on the opening side of a mavoi to allow carrying inside of that mavoi, and we're going to elaborate on each of those shitos a little bit in the Gemara, particularly as it relates to very small mavuos. The next topic the Gemara is going to discuss is what kind of adjustments must be made to the entrance to a chatzer that borders on an area that you're not allowed to carry into, and then we discuss how a lechi and a kari each work, whether they're considered to be a mechitza or are they just considered to be a hek. In that context, we'll clarify how many walls are needed to make an area into Rishus Yachid or Rishus on a Darais level, from a Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid on a Darais level. Daf concludes by further defining what's considered a chatzer and what's considered a mavui with regard to which type of adjustment it needs at its opening. And for this halacha, the shape of the area is going to be critical in determining mavui or chatzers. That's something we haven't had yet. We've discussed pirtzos, we've discussed height, we've discussed all sorts of other issues, but at the end of today's daf, we're going to discuss the shape of the actual area that you're enclosing as well, not just the size, but the shape as well. So we are holding out the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hechsher Mavui Beishami Amrim Lechi Vekora, to be Machshire Mavui, when you have an opening on the fourth side of the Mavui. So Beishami says you need a Lechi and a Kora to be Machshire the Mavui. Beisil Amrim O Lechi O Kora. Beisil says, no, you don't need both, it's just a Lechi or a Kora. Rabbi Lazar Amar Lechiayin. Rabbi Lazar says, no Korah, you need two Lechis to be Machshir the Mavui. So Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmud Echol Lefnei Rabbi Kiva Lo Nechol Ku Beisham Beisilel Al Mavui Shuhu Pachos Me'arba Amos Shu Nitar O Belechi O Bekorah. Beisham Beisilel would both agree that if the Mavui is less than 4 Amos, meaning not the Mavui itself, but the Pesach of the Mavui, the opening of the Mavui, is less than 4 Amos, then everyone would agree one or the other would suffice. Either a lechi or a kara would suffice, meaning Beis Shammai would be moda to Beis Hillel that you don't need both a lechi and a kara, one or the other is good enough. Alma nechliku, where does Beis Shammai say that you need both a lechi and a kara? Al rachav me'arba amos vad eser. If the opening of the mavui, the pesach of the mavui, is somewhere between 4 and 10 amos, she Beis Shammai amrim lechi vikara, u Beis Hillel amrim o lechi o kara. That's where Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kara, and Beis Hillel says one or the other is good enough. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Alzev Alzev Nechliku. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, they argue in both cases. They argue when the Pesach is very large. They also argue when the Pesach is 4 Amos or less as well. The Machlokas applies in both cases. There is a discussion in general when you have this kind of further discussion in Tanaim about a Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. So what are we adding? I mean, once you have Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, we know that anyway we pass like Beis Hillel. So when Beis Hillel says O Lechi O Korah, so we already know by the Pesach of the Mavoi, we're always going to say O Lechi O Korah. So take the Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amr Talmud Echol the Fnei Rabbi Akiva. What's he adding? He's saying you should know that even Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel when it's Pachos Me Arba Amos. Shkayach, but we pass like Beis Hillel anyway, so it's not going to make a difference. It's time to Beis Shammai Osala Shminan. So Tosus writes, and if you'd give them an alf, when it says Amar Rabbi Kiva Alzev Alzev Nechluku, so Tosfos writes that it's not shaykh to ask Atu Rabbi Akiva Taimi Shel Beis Shammai Balashmianu. What is Rabbi Akiva coming to tell me the shita of Beis Shammai? Because since the Tanakhama said that Lo Nechluku, so Mimela makes sense that Rabbi Akiva has to tell me that they are cholik, that there is a machlokas. That's how Tosfos says. But Tosfos Yantav just points out that doesn't answer the question. That just shifts the question. So instead of asking on Rabbi Akiva, Taimid Beis Shammai Yosel Hashminan, which we can't do because Rabbi Akiva was just responding to the Tanakhama, so Tosfos Yantav points out, you could ask on the Tanakhama, Atu Taimid Beis Shammai Yosel Hashminan. Why does the Tanakhama have to tell me that Beis Shammai is molded to Beis Hillel in certain cases? We don't care. Anyway, we paskin like the Beis Hillel. So it is important to tell us that there is a Shitas Beis Shammai. That's fine. The Mishnah already told us there's a Shitas Beis Shammai. But to start getting into the details of where Beis Shammai might be molded to Beis Hillel, why is that important? So the Marsha on that Tosos later on in tomorrow's daf is explains that Tosos was only bothered about Rabbi Akiva saying Alzev Alzev Nechleku, because the Iker Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that the Machlokas of Beis Shammai was and Beis Hillel was about this topic. But according to the Tanakh, but within the sheet of the Tanakhama, which is the Talmud Echad, that says Lo Nechleku, we're not asking any kashas, because the Iker Chiddush is that the Beis Shammai is moded to the Beis Hillel. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva's whole Chiddush is that the Beis Shammai maintains their opinion. So it's there to teach me about Beis Shammai, whereas about Ashitas Beis Shammai that goes against Ashitas Beis Hillel. Tanakama is trying to tell me that Beis Shammai is molded to Beis Hillel, so that's not a problem of time to Beis Shammai or Lashminan, because it's highlighting that Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel. So it's really a time to Beis Hillel or Lashminan. It's just telling us that there is no machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. So that's why the Tosfos was only bothered about Rabbi Akiva, wasn't bothered by the Tanakama. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva point out that you need to tell me that it's machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh, because there's a nafkamina la halacha. The Gemara is going to say later on that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer b'pasei chatzer. Now, according to by the boards you put up to close off a chatzer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need the chayayim every b'kol makom shetzrichim lefi Beis Shammai lechi v'kora. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need two lechis. Everywhere Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora, Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. So it turns out that if you have a mavli that's less than arba amos, where Beis Shammai would say it's good enough to have o lechi o kora, so then certainly Rabbi Eliezer would say you don't need two lechis. So since Rabbi Eliezer works off Shitas Beis Shammai, wherever Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora, Rabbi Eliezer will say you need two lechis, and we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, so now we need to know where Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora, and where Beis Shammai is not going to say you need a lechi and a kora. Because if there's a case that the Beis Shammai is going to agree that you need only o lechi o kora, then certainly Rabbi Eliezer would say that you don't need both two lechis, that o lechi o kora would also work. That's why over here it's different than a normal Shitas Beis Shammai, which is normally shaloka halacha. Okay, says the Gemara further now, says the Gemara, Kiman deloki Chananya deloki Tanakama. Our Mishnah seems to be against both Chananya and the Tanakama. Why Chananya and Tanakama? Because we're assuming that we're talking about a mavoi mefulash, and we have this machlokas in the Mishnah. When you have a mavoi mefulash means it only has two walls and it's open on both ends. So we had a machlokas earlier in Davav where the Chananya says you need actual doors, and the Tanakama says you need at least a tzuras haPesach, and none of the shitos in our Mishnah said that. A lechi anakara, a lechi orakara, fine, but no one said that you need, or two lechis, but no one said that you need doors or that you need a tzuras haPesach. So Chananya and Tanakama are against everything in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yuda, hachi kamar, hechshir mavoi, sasum ketzad. Our Mishnah is not discussing a mavoi mefulash, where it has only two sidewalls and it's open on both ends. No, our Mishnah is talking about a mavoi sasum. It's closed in on three sides. So Beis Shammai omrim lechi vikora, u Beis Hillel omrim al lechi okora. So that's where Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora. Beis Hillel says one or the other. Beis Shammai omrim lechi vikora. Wait a second. Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora. L'meimer de kasavri Beis Shammai arba mechitzos da'araisa. Does that mean to say that according to Beis Shammai, you need four mechitzos for something to be a Rishus HaYachid on a Daraisa level, that anything less than four mechitzos is not a Rishus HaYachid on a Daraisa level? That's why he needs such a tikkun ma'aliyasa, such a strong tikkun on the fourth side, both the Lechi and the Kara, to create a fourth mechitza, because he holds mechitza, the fourth mechitza is Daraisa. So it says in Lo. Lizrok mishalosh u'demechayev letaltal adi ika arba. When it comes to throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into this area, when you have three mechitzot, it's a rishus hayachid da'oraisa, and you're chayiv for throwing from a rishus harabin into this area. But if you want to be allowed to carry within this area, within this mavoi, then you need a fourth mechitza. That's purely midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's a rishus hayachid with three mechitzos, and therefore lechumra to say that you could throw from a rishus harabim into this area, you're going to be chayiv even if it just has three mechitzos. But to treat it like a rishus hayachid lekula, to allow you to carry there, that we're going to require midrabanan, a fourth mechitza as well. Beis Hillel omrim o lechi o kora. Beis Hillel Basil says, no, you only need either a lechi or a korah. Lema kasavri Basil sholosh mechitzos daraisa. So it makes it sound like, according to Basil, because there are three walls, three real walls, so a slight fix on the fourth side is good enough. But three real walls are absolutely necessary on a daraisa level. Midaraisa, it would only be a rishus yachid if it has three legitimate walls. If it has all three mechitzos, and anything less than that would not work. Says Gemara, lo lizrok mishtayim hu demechayiv letaltal adi ika shalosh. Maybe Beisil also would say that in order to make something lechumra a rishus yachid on a daraisa level, to start treating it lechumra as a rishus yachid, all you need is two walls. So if you throw from rishus rabim into an area that's enclosed by two walls, chayiv. But in terms of treating it lekula like a rishus yachid, then you would need it to have three walls minimally for tiltal to be allowed, plus a heker on the fourth side as well. Reb Lazar omer lechiyayin. So he said Reb Lazar holds that you need two lechis, two poles on the open side of a mavui, in order to be able to carry inside of that mavui, against both Beis Shammai, who required a lechi and a korah, and Beis Hillel, who requires a lechi or a korah. So Yibayilu, Rabbi Lazar lechiyayin vikorah kamar, odumi lechiyayin below korah kamar. When Rabbi Lazar says you need two lechis, does that mean two lechis plus a korah, or does that just mean two lechis but no korah is necessary? So Tashema, Maisav, Rabbi Lazar shalachet to Rabbi Yossi ben Preda Talmido. One time Rabbi Lazar went to Rabbi Yossi ben Preda, his Talmid, Le'uvlin, a name of a place, Uvlin, Umatsu sheyoshib b'mavui she'en lo ela lechi echad. And he found that he was sitting in a mavui that only had one lechi. Amr lo, b'ni, say lechi acher. He says, my Talmid, how could you do it? You're supposed to make a second lechi. How could you have only one lechi? Amr lo, so the Talmud said, v'chila sosma ani tzarech. What, I need to close off the whole thing? What do I need such a strong enclosure that I need two lechis? Amr lo, yisase mabekach. He says, and what do you lose? Just do what I said. What do you lose if you close it off more? That would be wonderful. Amr m'shimu amliya lo nechliku b'shamu b'shilel. First we're going to say the whole price, and then we're going to point out what our raya is. Again, we're trying to prove whether Rabbi Eliezer holds you need two lechis only, or you also need a korah in addition to the two lechis. So Amr m'shimu amliya lo nechliku b'shamu b'shilel al mavu shu pachos me'arba amos she'enu tzarech klum. B'shamu b'shilel would both agree that if the mavu is less than arba amos, that it doesn't require any sort of tikkun. Al ma nechliku al rachav me'arba amos v'ad Eser. The whole machlokas is between 4 and 10 amos. Shebe Shammai omrim lechi v'kora, ube Silv omrim o lechi o kora. Rebe Shammai would say you need both o lechi and a kora. Be Silv would say one or the other is good enough. We'll get back to that in a moment. But first, says the Gemara, Katani Mihas, well, let's focus on Rabbi Eliezer for a moment before we get into Be Shammai Beis Hillel. What did it say about Rabbi Eliezer in this conversation? He told his Talmud put up a second lechi, and what was the Talmud's reaction? V'chilus so small ani tzarech. What, I need to close it off entirely? So iam b'shlomo lechiyayin v'kora. So if the Rebbe told him you need two lechis plus a kora, mishum hachi amar v'chila sosma ani tzarech, I understand why the Talmud reacted by saying, I don't understand, why do I have to close it off so much? The two lechis and a kora is a real stima. That makes sense that the Talmud will call that l'sosmo. Eliyam lechiyayin below kora, my l'sosmo. But if all he said was to put up two poles, but there's no kora, there's no beam, so then what did he mean by l'sosmo? Where's the stima that he's talking about? It's just two lechis. That's not a stima. So hachi kamar. Now this is what the Talmud meant to say. V'chil v'sosma b'lechiyayin ani tzarech. Why do I need so many lechis? Meaning, lav dafka, stima ma'al yisai. It doesn't really mean that I'm closing it off in a very strong way with a crossbeam as well. No, he's just saying, closing just means v'sosma b'lechiyayin, closing it with poles without any need for a beam. So we haven't been able to prove that Rabbi Elazar necessarily holds that you need a korah in addition to the two lechis. Pashut reading of the Mishnah is that you just need two lechis and that's it. That there's no additional need for a korah as well. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Says the Gemara further. Amar Mar. So we said in this brisa. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel lo nechlegu beisham beisilal al mavui shapachus ve'arba amos she'enu tzarech klum. That beisham beisilal don't argue that if it's, they all agree that if it's less than Arba Amos, that it's Einu Tzorach Klub. But wait a second, our Mishnah didn't say like that. Again, when we say pachos mi'arbamos, we don't mean the mavui is pachos mi'arbamos. We mean that the entranceway to the mavui is pachos mi'arbamos. So how can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that both Beishamay and Beisilil agree that when it's pachos mi'arbamos, when the entranceway is pachos mi'arbamos, both Beisham and Beisilil would say you need nothing? In our Mishnah, we had explicitly that when the entranceway is pachos mi'arbamos, Beishamay agrees to Beisilil that it's olech yokara. And if you remember, Rabbi Kiva didn't agree to that. Rabbi Kiva thought that Beishamay would still maintain you need both Alechi and Akora, even when the entranceway is Pachos Me'arba Amos. So how can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel come along and say that you don't need anything when the entranceway is Pachos Me'arba Amos? So Amar Ravashi Hachi Kamar, Eino Tzarech Lechi Vikora Kebeishamay, V'lo Lechi Yayin Krabi Eliezer, Ela O Lechi Okora Kebeishilal. Actually, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is agreeing with the Talmud Echad in our Mishnah. When he says, Eino Tzarech Klum, he doesn't mean doesn't need anything. He means it doesn't need as much as Beis Shammai or Rabbi Eliezer would normally require. Rather, it needs the minimum of what Beis Hillel normally requires, which is either a Lechi or a Kora. That's nothing in comparison to what Beis Shammai normally requires of a Lechi and a Kora, or to what Rabbi Eliezer normally requires of two Lechis. That's all it means. Vikama, so what's this kasha vikama? So says Rashi, vikama yehi pachos rochvo me'arba amos yitzarech tikun. Yeah, but how much less than dalet amos does it have to, can it still be and still require a tikkun? Meaning, now that we're saying that when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it doesn't need anything, it doesn't really mean it doesn't need anything. He means it needs either a lechi or a kora. So when it's less than 4 amos, what if it's way less than 4 amos? Still need a lechi or a kora? How much less than 4 amos will it still need a lechi or a kora? What if the opening is very, very tiny? So Amar Rav Achli V'item Rav Yechiel Adar Ba'a. Up until an opening of 4 tefachim, it's still going to need a lechi or a kora. Less than 4 tefachim, then it's not going to need anything. So once you hit under 4 tefachim, then it's literally Eino Tzarech Tikkun, doesn't require any sort of tikkun whatsoever, neither lechi nor a kora. Period. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi Baraba, Amar Rav. Modim Chacham l'Rabbi Eliezer b'pasei chatzer. The Chacham would be modded to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to pasei chatzer, the boards that close off a chatzer. Meaning if a chatzer is nifratz to a makom ha'asala, if the chatzer is open to an area that you can't carry out into, so the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the Chachamim who are Beis Hillel, let's say, who say that you need olechi okara by a mavui, would agree that by a chatzer that's nifratz to a makom ha'asala, that you need two poles. It's interesting, when we were talking about a mavui, we were talking about lechiayin. We were talking about needing two lechis, and that's how we call the poles. Now we're talking about a chatzer, all of a sudden we changed the language. It's pasei chatzer, it's no longer the lechiayin of the chatzer. So if you look at Tosos is bothered by this. V'kasha, tap Tosos, t'gabe mavui nakat lashon lechi, v'gabe chatzer nakat lashon pas, b'kula shmeita, afal gav d'shnei amashuhu. Both the pas and the lechi mean the same thing. They're both the mashahu. And we're even comparing the two cases. We're just working off of a machlokas about a mavui and saying that the chum ramodit to Rablazer when it comes to pasei chatzer. That just confuses us. Why don't you say belechi is the lechiayin of a chatzer? So Tosos leaves this question unanswered. The Marsha explains that this kash of Tosos is dafkal l'shitasam, that Tosos in Dibra Maskel v'Rav Nachman is going to say that according to the Rabbanan, one pass of a mashahu is good enough, and Rebbe requires shnei pasim of a mashahu. But according to Rashi, that the Rabbanan require a pas echad of arba'a, that when the Rabbanan say a pas echad is good enough, it means a pas of 4 tefachim, and Rebbe says you need shnei pasim means each of them being 3 tvachim, so then it's not a kasha. The reason why we call them pasim by a chatzer is because they're boards. They're not just a mashahu. They have to be sizable boards. So it has to be a davar aruch, as opposed to a mavoi, where a lechi means even a lechi mashu. So Tosis kasha is only l'shitasam, that it's taka true that by a chatzer you only need something that's a mashahu. The Tosei Arash also discussed this question of why we call it a pas by a chatzer and a lechi by a mavui. So in the first Teretz, Tosei Rosh point out that since according to the Rabbanan you need on one side a pas that's dalet tvachim, so therefore even though when on two sides a mashu is good enough, when you're putting one on each side, a mashu lekan is good enough, but since there is a rule somewhere about needing a davar aruch, when you have it on only one side, you need four tvachim, therefore we call it a pas. Tosfos Rashi also answer that since it's the derech to make the Pesach to make a Pesach for the Pirtas Chatzer, for the opening of a Chatzer, so we use the Lashon Pas, which implies a Dover Kavua, where you would put a Delas, where you would put a door, because that's a normal thing to do. But by a Mavoi, it wasn't usual. That would not be a usual thing to put a door, so you'd have something much less Kavua, so we call it a Lechi, rather than a Pas, when it comes to a Mavoi. The Rabbi Yaakov Enden, however, says, no, the reason why, even if you take like Tosus, that there's a din of a mashu, the pas is only a mashuhu, but the word mashu, the word kol shuhu, when we refer to a lechi, is different than a kol shuhu when we refer to a pas. By a lechi, kol shuhu means kol shuhu mamish, even kachut asarvel, it could be like a shoelace, it could be very, very thin. But the pas kol shuhu, when we talk about a chatzer, is lav dafka. It just means to say that you don't need it to be four tfachim, you don't need it to be three tfachim, but you do need some sort of shear. You do need something that would be called a pas, something that would be a shir katan, is required on some level, something that would stand for a while, something that's a little more kavua. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden understands to be metarets this kasha of Tosos, why we changed the language. But again, let's not lose sight of what the discussion is over here. So Sheshes says in the name of Yirmi Bar Abba, in the name of Rav, that when it comes to a chatzer, everyone agreed that you need two lechis, or what we call two pasim. Rav Nachman Amar, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer bepasei chatzer. Rav Nachman says, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to the pasei chatzer, meaning even if not everyone agrees, but this is where we're going to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, by a mavoi, by pasei chatzer, you would agree that you need two of them. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, man modim, Rebbe. Halacha mechal de pligi. Who's moda? Rebbe's moda to Rabbi Lazar by a chatzer. Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar implies that there's a machlokas. So man paligale rabbanan. So actually, what Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba said and what Rabbi Nachman said are not at odds with each other. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba said that everyone agrees to Rabbi Lazar by a chatzer, and then Rabbi Nachman says, not everyone agrees, but the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar by a chatzer. Those two statements don't argue with each other. When we say everyone agrees, we mean Rebbe agrees. When we say that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, it means, and not like the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to pasei chatzer. Ditanya, chatzer niteres bepasechad. Tanakama says, in order to be matir chatzer, all you need is one pas, one board. Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasin. Rebbe says, like Rabbi Eliezer, that you need two pasin. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Pasin. Rabbi Asi says, name Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzer needs two Pasin. Amar Rabbi Zeri, Rabbi Asi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, wait a second, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that a Chatzer needs two Pasin? Va'atu, Damar Mishrei, Rabbi Yochanan, Pasi Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Ben Dalit. You're the one that said that the Pasi Chatzer need to be four Tfachim. So doesn't that imply that you only need one that's four tfachim? If you say that the pas, there's no way that you're going to require two that are each four tfachim. So if you require such a sizable pas, it sounds like you only need one. V'chi tema, and if you're going to say arba mikan v'arba mikan, you say no, that four tfachim means two pas in each of four tfachim on either side. V'atani ravad baravimi kamed rabbi chanin v'amid kamed rabbi chanin bar papi ketana be'eser u'gadol ba'achas esrei. It can't be that it needs four tfachim on each side, because remember we had the two chatzeros that bordered on each other, the smaller one and the larger one, and we said how much larger was the larger one than the smaller one? Just one amma larger. It was just six tfachim larger, and we were discussing whether the nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim, whether the extended walls on the larger one count as the pasin for the smaller chatzer, as the lechis for the smaller chatzer. Sounded like the only concern there was that you couldn't see them from the smaller chatzer. But in terms of size, they were perfectly fine. But it was three tefachim on each side. It was not four tefachim on each side. Meaning it was only a total of six tefachim of revach of the larger chatzer over the smaller chatzer. So only you have three tefachim extra on each side. So there's no way that you could tell me that you need four tefachim on each side. Otherwise it wouldn't work with that case of the two chatzeros that bordered on each other. So Kisalik Rabbi Zeira Miyami, when Rabbi Zeira came from the ocean, the way Rashi understands it, when he came ashore, Pirsha, he explained, Beruach Ruchas Barba. Mishte Ruchas Mashulakana Mashulakana. When Rabbi Yochanan says that you need two pasim, and Rabbi Yochanan also says you need four tefachim of a pas, he's giving two options. You can either have one pas that's four tefachim, or you could have two pasim that are each a mashahu, one or the other. Vadatani Ravada Baravimi Rebihi Visavala Krabiosi. And that which Ravada Baravimi said that Katana's Be'eser and the Gadol's Ba'achas Esrei, that the larger chatzar is one amma larger than the smaller chatzar, that's assuming like Rebbe, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi. He says when you need one amma worth of posts, he holds like Rebbe that two posts are needed, and like Rabbi Yossi, that each post needs to be three tefachim. So that makes the total of six tefachim. That's why the larger chatzar had to be one amma larger than the smaller chatzar. So at the end of the day, three opinions what you need at a chatzar's entrance. Tanakama holds a single pole is good enough. Rebbe holds two poles are needed. Both Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman paskin that way, that two poles are needed by a chatzar. And Rabbi Yossi holds that each of those two poles has to be three tefachim. Again, this is all within the second shita, that two poles are needed. So, and the third shita is Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have the option of either using one long post of four tefachim, or two posts that are each very small. But those are the three shitos. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Chatzer niteres bepas echad. A chatzer only needs one pas, only needs one lechi to be matrid. Amr le abayil Rav Yosef, mi Amr Shmuel hachi? Does Shmuel really say that way, that it only needs one pas, like the Tanakama? Right? Va'amr le Shmuel Rav Chanani bar Shila, atlo tovar ovdo, elo ober ovdofen, obishne pasin. Shmuel himself gave instructions that you have to make sure you either have the majority of the wall closed in, or shnei pasin, that you need two lechis on the open side of the chatzer, not only one. So it's a steer in Shmuel. So Amar Leh, so Rav Yehuda said back. Rav Yehuda is the one who reported the name of Shmuel in the first place, that only one pas is needed. So Rav Yehuda says back, Vano le'adana, to uvda havda b'duru d'ru'usa, loshun yama nichnas, l'chatzer hava, va'asa l'kamed Rav Yehuda, v'lo atzruche, el pas echad. He says, listen, I know exactly what happened. Well, this isn't Rav Yosef responding, that I saw Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel, in a story that happened in Dura de Ru'usa, where an ocean started encroaching on a chatzer, and they came to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said, all you need to be matir, that side of the where the ocean is encroaching on the chatzer, is pas echad. So you see, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, and he pasked in the Maisa, they only need pas echad. So you can ask me from today till tomorrow that you have conflicting statements of Shmuel, where you learned that Shmuel says you need shnei pas in Rov Dofen. I know what I saw with my own eyes. Halacha l'maisa, Shmuel's Talmud pasken. They only need one pass. Amalei loshon yam kamrit. He says, no, you can't bring a raya from a maisa that happened by the ocean. Kalusha kilu chacham b'mayim. That's a special kula that the chacham have when it comes to water. We're always a little bit more mekel when it comes to water. Where do we find that we're more mekel when it comes to water? Kidabai. Kedabai minei Rabbi Tavla Meirav. Mechitza tluya ma'u shetatir bechorva. If you have a mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza doesn't reach down to the ground, can that be matir in a dilapidated building? Can it be matir the area? Samalei ein mechitza tluya materes ella bimayim. Mechitza tluya only works when it comes to water. Kalu shekilu chacham bimayim. This is a special kula that we dafka have by water, and we don't have anywhere else except for water. So that's why don't bring me a raya from any story you saw that Rabbi Yehuda paskin when it came to water. Yeah, when it came to water, he's going to be matir one pas, because when it comes to water, we're mekel with a lot of things. We're mekel on a mechitza tzuliya also when it comes to water. But the bottom line is mikol makom kasha. We're still stuck with our stira in Shmuel. On the one hand, we have Rav Yosef reporting from Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel that you only need one pas, and we have Shmuel saying to Rabbi Chananya bar Shila that you need either Rov Dofen or Shnei Pasin. So we still haven't answered that. So Kiyas Rav Papa Ravuna Brei Rav Yeshua Mi Bei Rav Pirshua Mi Ruach Achas Bar Ba'a Mi Shtei Ruchos Mashul Lekan Mashul Lekan. Similar to the way we explained Rabbi Yochanan that Shmuel holds, if you're going to have on one side, so it needs to be four tefachim wide, the pas needs to be four tefachim, and if you're going to have a pas on two sides, so then a Mashul Lekan Mashul Lekan is good enough. Now, what is this idea that kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim were more mekil when it comes to water? So the Gemara in Shabbos already mentioned this. We saw this in Shabbos Taf Kofal from Beis. The Gemara proved from the fact that mechitza tliya is matir b'mayim that bekiyas dogim is eina bekiya. That when fish can get through a wall, that's not called that the wall is penetrable just because fish can get through it, because that's a mechitza tliya in the water. Because otherwise, a mechitza tliya al gabi mayim wouldn't work, because dagim are bokimba. If you held bekiyas dagim was bekiya, then a mechitza tliya would never work by mayim because fish are always going through. So it must be that bekiyas dagim ain't a bekiya. So Rashi over there says, why is it bekiyas dagim ain't a bekiya? Lefi sheinam nirim. They're swimming underneath the wall. We don't see it. They're under the water. They're under the wall. We don't see the fish. So fish are hidden from the eye, right? That's why fish are not subject to ayin hara. You don't see the fish. They're under the water. So the Masifta over here in the Al-Kupurim quotes from the Chuvus of Rabbi Yosef Mislutsk, where he asks a very sharp kashi. He says, if that's the case, then what's the raya of our Gemara over here? Our Gemara is trying to say, oh, we're always makel by water, because after all, the reason you can be makel with only one pas by water is because we're always makel by water, because you see, mechitza tliya works by water. No, you know why mechitza tliya works by water? Because bekiyas dagim is not mevatel the mechitza. It's not a kula by mayim. If dagim were able to get through a mechitza in a churva, so that wouldn't be a problem either. The problem is, by mechitza tliya in a churva, a gedi could get through. Anything could get through. It's not just dagim. So it's all about bekiyas dagim. It's a special din within the bekiyas dagim. It has nothing to do with the special kulas of mayim, that mayim is not considered a pirtza or anything like that. So how can our Gemara learn to be makel by mayim that you don't need shnei pasim, that one pas is good enough? Furthermore, he asks, the lashon of the Gemara is that it's a kula sheikilu chachamim b'mayim. That's but it's not really meikra din. Well, if bekiyas dagim is not considered a bekiya, so why do I need a kula miyuchedas for mayim? It should be meikra din. This is a mechitza that's impenetrable. There's no bekiya in this mechitza. So Rabbi Yosef Mislutsk is mitarets that the ikra svara is that we're mekel by the chamer mekel by mayim where there's no tiltul min haTorah. The kula of bekiyas dagim, that it's not considered bekiya, is a result of that. The chamor makel by only by mayim, not by mechitza tliya in any other rishos, which would be asur midrabanan. Only by mayim, where we could say that there's no bekiya, where it's, you could at least say there's no bekiya, that's where the chamor are going to be makel on a mechitza tliya in the first place. So it's not the bekiyas dagim that determines that this is a mechitza. The chachamim are makel, and they only have room to be makel because there's bekiyas dagim, but the chum in general would have otherwise assered a mechitza tliya. Amrav Papa. So back in the Gemara, Amrav Papa, I kashali, ha kashali. He says, maybe you missed it. What did we just do? We had a stira in Shmuel. Does Shmuel hold you need only one pas? Does he hold you need two pasin? So we tried to answer very similar to, Rav Papa tried to answer very similar to the way that we answered Rabbi Yochanan, right? That it's either, you have two options, either four tfachim on one side or a mashu on either side. So Rav Papa says, if I'm going to have a problems with Shmuel, here's going to be my problem. Darmele Shmuel Rav Chananya Barshila, atel tavarov da oberovdo, ela oberovdofen, obishnei pasin. So what did Shmuel tell him? You need either rov dofen or shnei pasin. Lamali rov dofen bepasar basagi. Why did he say you need rov dofen? Meaning, if I'm going to be mitarit Shmuel, that Shmuel holds just like Rabbi Yochanan, that you have two options: either a four tefach board or two mashahu boards. Right? So, but what was the quote from Shmuel? Shmuel told him you either need two mashahu boards or rov dofen. Rov dofen? What do you mean? You don't need rov dofen. Rov dofen would mean you enclose the majority of the opening. You don't need to enclose the majority of the opening. You only need a board of four tefachim. V'chitei memai b'rov dofen, b'dofen shiva, d'varba havelei rov dofen. And if you're going to say, no, maybe we're talking about that the whole wall is only seven tefachim. So when he says rov dofen, it's the same thing as saying four tefachim. Lameli arba. So if that were the case, no, if it was only a dofen shiva, you wouldn't need a four tefach board, because b'shloshu mashu usagi. Then all you would need is shloshu mashu, is a board of three plus a little bit, because all you would need to do is make the opening less than four tefachim. Because remember, we said that when the opening is less than four amos, then both Beishame and Beishil agree that you need o lechi o kora. But if it's less than four tefachim, lo klum, you don't need anything. So all you would need to do is make the opening less than four tefachim. If you have an opening of seven tefachim, how do you make it less less than four tefachim, you don't need a four tefach board. You need a three plus, a three and a mashu tefach board to make the opening less than four tefachim. So it says there are two possible answers. Iba yisema, kan b'chatzer, kan b'mavui. It could be that the difference is that between a chatzer and a mavui, the reason Shmuel said the difference is between by a chatzer where it's a square. We're going to see on Amud Beis that a chatzer means a square. If it's not enough to make it less than four tefachim, only by a mavui do we say that if it's less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. The halacha we said earlier that when it's less than four amos, you need a lechior kara. Less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. That's a din in a mavui. In a chatzer, we're going to be a little more machmir. Or maybe it's actually a machlokas tanaim, whether we hold like Ravachli, that less than four tefachim, you don't need anything. Who says that that's so pashut, that everyone agrees that less than four tefachim, you don't need anything? Maybe you do need rov dofen over here. So Tanu Rabbanan, Lashon Yama Nichnas L'Chatzer, going back to the discussion about the water that enters into the chatzer, so Lashon Yama Nichnas L'Chatzer, Ein Memalan Emenu B'Shabbos, Elim Kein Yesho Mechitza Gavah Asar. You're not allowed to fill up water from that water that encroaches on the chatzer unless there's a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high. Can't fill water from an ocean that encroaches on the chatzer unless there's the breach in the chatzer unless you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high. So b'medvar mamurim shepritzasu b'yosem me'asara. Avla sara in sarach klum. That's only if the pirtza is more than 10. But if the pirtza is 10 or less, then ain't sarach klum. Over here 10 means 10 amos. So The implication is you're not allowed to fill up from it, but when it's more than 10 amos. But if you're still allowed to be metaltal inside the chatzer, so frek the Gemara, why? Vanifritz chatzer b'milua l'makom asula. Isn't the chatzer completely open to a makom asula, to the water which is makom asula? So Rashi points out, completely open doesn't mean completely over here. B'milua lav dafka elikol yosem yasar kari le b'milua. The point is that it's more than 10. Once more than 10 amos, we call that b'milua. So how can you be allowed to be metaltel in that chatzer? Yeah, forgetting about taking the water, how is one allowed to be metaltel in that chatzer? So says Gemara, Hachmai Eskinan, dislike yidudi. No, there is in the pirtza, there still is a wall of 10 tefachim there. It's just that the water covers it up. The ocean has encroached and covered over that wall, but the wall still exists, and that wall therefore can still be matir in the chatzer itself. That's how Rashi understands this. Like, there are seven different shitos in Rishonim how to understand this little shakla v'tari in the Gemara of Islegi Dudi. We're not going to go through all seven, obviously, but that's Rashi shita. Tosfos just notes Pirush Rashi Aval Yam Kiso V'Kasha D'Mikol Mokom Maishna D'Lin Intitul Chashivi Mechitzas L'Lin Milu Lo Chashivi. So Tosfos, I don't get it. If there's still a mechitza v'asar tzvachim under the water, so make a choice. Is that mechitza still a mechitza, or is it not a mechitza? If it is a mechitza, then you should be allowed to be memale from the water also. And if it's not a mechitza, then you shouldn't be allowed to carry in the chaser. What difference does it make between being memale versus carrying? So Tosfos says a little different. He says, "V'yeshlam adachi pirusho milu hu d'lam amlin and pirush." Da'asu l'taltal mi bayis l'chatzer. Should probably be mechatzel l'bayis. Yeah, mechatzel l'bayis. That the Bach corrects it to. And when we say that you're not allowed to be memali, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be metaltal the water. That you're not allowed to pick up some of that water. It means you're not allowed to take some of that water from the chatzer into your bayis. V'nakad milui mishum de'ikar tashmish mechatzel l'bayis hu amilui. The reason we say milui is because then when you fill up water, the main thing that you're doing when you bring from the chatzer into the bayis is water. So that's the most normal case. But to carry within the chatzer when you're not going into the bayis, that's mutter. So the Gemara asks why. The water has covered over the mechitzos, but when you're in the chatzer, you're right near it, so you could still see the mechitzos under the water. When you're in the bayis, you're at a greater distance from those mechitzos that are covered with water. You don't see them, and therefore we don't want you to carry anything from the chatzer to the bayis because you don't see the mechitzos as well from that location. Okay, let's get moving here. If you're machshir a mavui that doesn't have a shituf and mavuos using a lechi, you're chayiv for throwing into it from a Rosh Hashanah. Hechshiru b'kora azorik l'tocha pater. But if you were machshir with a korah and you throw from a Rosh Hashanah to inside that mavui, you're pater. So maskar v'sheshes time of the l'nishtatfubo, v'nishtatfubo afilu hechshiru b'kora nami. be chayiv. Wait a second. Sounds like the reason that you're potter, that it's not going to be considered rishus hayachid, is because there's no shitufei mavuos. But if you would have made a shitufei mavuos, then when you throw from rishus rabim into it, you'd be chayiv. V'chikik arzu also, so rishus hayachid, rishus rabim. Does a loaf of bread of a shitufei mavuos make something a rishus hayachid or rishus rabim on a daraisa level? V'atanya chater rishus rabim mavuos shein mufalashin bein yirvu bein lo yirvu hazarik l'tochem chayiv. It doesn't make a difference whether you have an erev or not. If it's a mavui that has a din of a rishus hayachid on a daraisa level, if you throw from rishus rabim into it, you're chayiv. What are we talking about? Eli yitmar hachi yitmar. So let's scratch everything we just said and restate it. This is what we mean. Amar Rav Yehuda, mavui she'enu ra'ui l'shituf. If you have a mavui that cannot have shituf, it's not structurally ra'ui for shituf, which is a fancy way of saying a mavui mefulash. If you have a mavui that's open on both ends, hechshiru b'lechi azorik l'tocha chayiv. If you put a lechi on it, so then if you throw into it from a rishus rabim yichayiv, the lechi makes it a rishus hayachid. Hechshiru b'kora azorik l'tocha pater. But if you are machshir with a kora, the kora does not make it a rishus hayachid, and therefore if you throw from a rishus rabim into it, you are pater. On the rice level, a lechi will make it a rishus hayachid, but not a kora. Alma kasav lechi mishum mechitza v'kor mishum heker. Makes it sound like that a lechi works midin mechitza. So when you put a lechi on it, that's the third wall. When you put a kora on it, it's not a third wall, it's just a reminder. So that's why it's still going to be rishus rabim when you put a kora on it. V'chein omer rabba, lechi mishum mechitza v'kor mishum heker. And that's exactly what Rabba said. Lechi works midin mechitza, kora works mishum heker. V'rava amar, echadze v'echadze mishum heker. Rava says that it all works midin heker. Eisve, Rabbi Yaakov. And therefore, if it all works midin heker, then even when you machshir it with a lechi, if you throw from a rishus harabim into it, you're still going to be potter. You're not going to be chayiv because it does not become a rishus hayachid even with a lechi. Eisvei Rabbi Yaakov Barabba l'Rava. So Rav Achba Yaakov asks on Rava, who just said that both a lechi and a kara are only a heker, hazorik l'mavoi yesh lo lechi chayiv ein lo lechi potter. If you throw into a mavoi, it makes a difference whether it has a lechi or not. If it has a lechi, you're going to be chayiv because it's a real rishus hayachid. It sounds like the lechi is a mechitza, but if it doesn't have a lechi, you're potter because it's still rishus harabim. So hachi kamer. No, this is what we meant to say. Eino tzarech ela lechi hazarik l'tocha chayiv. If the mavui already has three walls and you only need one lechi to be matir carrying in it, then that mavui, if you throw into it from a rishus rabim, you're chayiv because that mavui is really rishus yachid. Lechi v'davar acher, but if it needs more than just a lechi, meaning it's a mavui mefulash, it's going to need a tzuras ha-pesach on one end and a lechi on the other end, then hazarik l'tocha pater. Then if you throw into it, you're going to be pater because then it's not a rishus yachid. If you have two houses on two sides of Rishus Rabim, also, so you're surrounded by two walls because you have the street running through in between two houses. Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. So you're also lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, or kor mikan v'kor mikan v'nosim v'nosim v'emsa. Tanakama says you can make two lechis or two koras and you can carry in the middle. Amrulo ein marav Rishus Rabim b'kach. So the Chum said to the Tanakama, no, you can't be ma'ariv Rishus Rabim in that way. So the bottom line is that we say, we see that a lechi works midin mechitza. Even the Rabbanon only say b'rishus harabim, but if it were a mavoi mefulash, then they also wouldn't have a problem. It was only because it started out as rishus harabim. But if it were a mavoi mefulash, you see that a lechi would be enough to work midin mechitza. So asam k'sav Rav Yehuda shtei mechitzas da'oraisa. Says Gemara, no, Rav Yehuda assumes that shtei mechitzos is a din da'oraisa. It's interesting, Rashi understands that the whole kasha was only about the lechis and not the koras. So Rabbi Kiveger points out in the Gilin HaShas over here, the kasha should have been from the koras also, because the koras also, we said, is definitely only midin heker, and yet he said that it's going to work to make it into a mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda sounded like he holds that it works to make it into a mechitza. Rabbi Dom Rav, mavi sha'orchel karachvo. Now we get into the shape of a mavi versus the shape of a chatzer. If you have a mavi that's square, eino nitar b'lechi mashuhu. So a lechi mashu is not good enough, meaning it has to be treated like a chatzer. A lechi mashu won't be good enough. A kor is not going to be good enough. How accurate are the teachings of these old people? Because once it's square, it now has a din of a chatzer, and a chatzer needs a four tefach board. What we're asking is, why isn't the lechi like a mashuhu board and let it be mutter? So He forgot that if you have only one board in the chatzer, it can't be a mashu. It needs to be four tefachim. Amrav Nechem Nakhtin, Nezu Mavoi Shnita B'lech V'kara, Kol Sha'archu Yisrael Rachvo, U'batam L'chatzeros Pesuchim L'tocho. What's the definition of a mavoi? Where a lechi or a kara would suffice, wherever it's not a square, it's a rectangle, and there are batam and chatzeros that open into it. Vezu Yichatzer Shein Taras B'lech V'kara, and when it, what's a chatzer that you can't have a lechi and a kara, Elo B'pasar Ba'a, rather you need a four tefach board, or two lechis, like we said in Amud Aleph, Kol Sha Meruvas, it has to be square. Meruvas in Agula Lo, you mean it can't be round? No, Hachi Kamer. Iarcha Yisrael Racha, Havlei Mavoi, Umavoi B'lechi V'kara Sagya. If it's rectangular, it's a Mavoi, and a Mavoi only needs a Lechi or Kara. V'ilo, Havala Chatzer. If it's square, as opposed to rectangular, it's a Chatzer. V'kama, how much longer does the length have to be from the width in order for it to be considered a rectangle and not a square? Two Shitos. Savar Shmuel, Lemeimer Adika Pishnayim Barachva. Shmuel said that it's got to be twice the length. The length has to be twice the width in order for it to be called a rectangle, and therefore in order for it to be called a mavoi. Amalei Rav, Hachi Amar Chavivi, Afilu Mashu. Chavivi said, Rav Chia said, who is his uncle, that even a mashu, that it only needs to be a little bit longer than it is wide, then it's no longer a chatzer, it then becomes a mavoi. Okay, we're all caught up. Sure, yeah.